$3 billion.
I knew it. That's what I said.
$22,800.77. Or no, $3 million. Yeah, it's $3 million.
That's what I said.
So it's a three. There's definitely worth more than that. There's no way the inflation rate is like 3% over 40 years.
I did it on a calculator.
You did it on a website.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Same thing.
No, it's not. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to your favorite part of Mondays. We all know, like Garfield, what does he say? Mondays suck?
Probably.
Or he hates Mondays. Yeah, I hate Mondays.
That's it.
So just bringing a little light to Garfield's life today. Your Coffee and Ketchup podcast, episode 55. Derek just scolded me out upstairs a few minutes ago because I haven't been putting the episode number in the title here recently. And now he doesn't know what we're doing. And he's...
Yes. You misunderstood me. I hadn't been putting it in my phone.
No, I like the first one.
I like the first one, too.
That wasn't what I intended.
I'll quit, Derek.
Let's go with that.
But I think this is episode 55. It's what we're going to say. It's what we're going to go with. And that's what I'm going to name it. So Derek, if you click on this one, you see that it says episode 55, whatever title I came up with.
He's so afraid someone's going to see him as a hard taskmaster that he is on camera.
Oh, man, wait till we turn the camera off. We need to do a behind-the-scenes TikTok one time. I'm telling you, when he's over there, like, cussing us out and throwing stuff at us.
That's the scariest part.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
All the time, right?
I told you to put a filter on my feet.
Did you get that table leg fixed that broke last week when you flipped it?
Yeah, I got it.
I was going to offer
it. You got an offer for them?
Yeah, I got
it. I know somebody with a Home Depot credit card.
Gorilla Glue.
Help you out.
I got you.
Thanks for tuning in. As you can see, we are off to the races already. Nothing but nonsense. Just what you kind of love and expect from the Coffee and Ketchup podcast. It's what we're here to do. We hope you're having a great Monday so far. At this day and time, it's 12 o'clock on July 2nd when this is coming out. July 2nd, right? Mm-hmm. July 2nd.
Today is July
1st. Today's July 1st. Yeah. I'm flying out. On July 2nd. So I know some of y'all are on this round table, half round table, have not done a lot of traveling or venturing. I am going to Seattle. You know where that is?
Yeah.
You know, do you?
I do.
It's Washington.
Correct.
State.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be nice. I'm excited about it.
It's going to be a long ways away.
It is, dude. It's like a five-hour flight.
Mm-hmm. It's all the way across.
Yeah. And then some.
5.5-hour flight, 3 time zones, I think.
You going to Kurt's house?
No. I'm not going to Kurt's house.
Where the homicide took place?
Oh, man. How did I – all I had to do was bring up Seattle, and he was like, he's already there. He's already on it. You know what I'm saying?
Conspiracies, here we go.
No, man, but my youngest brother, Kenneth, is getting married to a wonderful, wonderful young lady, and they're doing that in August. So me and Keith are flying out to do a bachelor party of sorts for Kenneth this week. We're going to go out there, and I think we've got an escape room planned, lots of different good places to eat food at. Keith said something about maybe catching a ball game. They've been trying to find stuff that I would enjoy doing because I think we're going to have like a D&D night and trying to find something. Yeah, love it.
Dungeons and Dragons, Derek.
Okay, I was thinking of something else.
I know you were.
So we're going to do all that kind of stuff. And then I don't know what else we're going to do, but we're going to have a lot of good food. And I'm going to get to hang out with my two brothers.
That's good.
Yeah, because we all live away from each other and don't get to do that. Quite as often as the Thomas Bros.
So you're leaving out on Monday, and you're coming back when?
I am leaving out on Tuesday. And I think I'm coming back Saturday night-ish.
Oh, good. You'll be there a good while. That's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
About 3-4 days. Good. Looking forward to it. Going to be a lot of fun. Very excited. A little nervous about getting on a plane.
You had never done that?
No, I've flown one time in the sixth grade.
Really?
The flying doesn't really bother me. I'm not worried about that. It's the getting through TSA, and I've messed something up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
In my mind, I'm gonna accidentally forget to take an AR-15 out of my bag or something and get stopped. You know, and all that kind of junk.
I get it.
I'll make up these scenarios that can't possibly happen. And yep. I'm just I'm nervous about that. But
if I buy you a T-shirt, will you wear it?
No. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. No idea. Even what you were thinking about having said T-shirt, say, not going to happen. Absolutely not.
Something may shock you. How many times do you think I've flown, Chris?
Three.
Probably a dozen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What job did you do that made you do that?
Well,
I know you didn't do it for pleasure.
I did one job, and then I also, I've flown other than just that.
Okay. Where all have you been?
I've been to California.
Where at in Cali?
Danuba.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Okay.
Place I worked for had a warehouse there, a distribution center there, so I flew there.
D.C.?
Yeah.
You flew to D.C.?
No, it's a distribution center.
Oh.
Yeah.
I flew to D.C.
I've flown other places. I've flown to Michigan. I've flown to... other places. I'd have to sit down and really think about it. Don't get me wrong, I'm not some world traveler.
You got a lot of points.
Listen, though, that's a lot more than I would have given you credit for. That's a lot more than I would have given you credit for.
Yeah, in Jamaica. Flew to Jamaica. So, yeah, I've flown several places. I figured that would shock you.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if it's for work, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just getting around and seeing stuff.
Yeah.
Went to other places, man. Mm-hmm. Proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
We drove up and saw the redwoods.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that the Sequoia National Forest?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But guess what? I didn't get to see them very much. I got sick as we went up into the mountains.
Aww.
Yep.
No Dramamine on that trip?
I think I took it too late. Yeah, I thought that I'd be okay, but I wasn't. Anyway, that's another story for another time. Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
So, yeah, that's what's going on in my life, man. Very excited about it.
That's
going
to be a good time, man. I'm really happy for y'all.
I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, and then Shelly and I will fly back for the wedding second weekend in August or something like that.
Are you and Shelly going to go to Kurt's house?
Probably, yeah.
That's cool.
The second time we're definitely going to go. We'll have more family around, much more reason
to
run away.
Thank you for taking care of that for us, Shelly. Yeah.
Brian just wants me to go, look for clues and, dust it again.
They're there, bro. They're there.
Find some fingerprints.
They're there.
I'm going to have to agree with him on this one.
Listen, I have no idea. I have not researched, and not to be, rude about it, have not cared. You know what I mean?
Nah, let's move on.
You know, I hate, love Nirvana. I hate that somebody was
murdered.
Is now dead for whatever reason, but the circumstances behind it, I just don't. It's whatever, you know.
Yeah, we good.
Your brother wants to turn up about it now.
Well, relax now. Entertain us. here we are now.
Take your time, man. Take your time. Hurry up.
Smells like something.
Teen spirit.
Oh. That is what it is, isn't it?
All apologies, guys. I don't have any material.
Stop. How many viewers do you think are going to get all that?
Very few.
Seven.
Very, very few.
Maybe seven.
There won't be many, but that's okay.
I wonder if we could do an entire episode from song lyrics.
Choice is yours. Don't be late.
You know, I've had choices. Since the day I was born. You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. Find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
This is not funny enough to be laughing as hard as we are or continuing as long as we have. Brian, you've got pages upon pages over there.
I do.
Why don't you turn that page and tell us what you got going on? It's a different brand, but I'm going to keep it going.
So earlier today, I was down on Main Street.
Oh, man.
I was a little too tall.
Two people.
Could have used a few pounds.
Two people are really going to enjoy this segment.
Chris, hand that down to Derek for me. That's
handed.
That's what I was expecting. That's $25, Derek, that I feel like I owe you. So,
doesn't matter. You'll never see it.
Let's talk about animated.
Animated? Anime or animated?
Animated television.
Okay.
Commercials.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar with the commanding officer of the good ship, the Guppy?
I'm not sure I recognized a word you just said.
Okay. This man was born. We're at. Don't know if we have the whereabouts.
Derek's over there with his usual answer. I believe it'll be Earth, Alex. Thank you. Same category, 400.
1985 is the year.
1985, born at. Continue,
1985, there was a promotion going on called Where's the Captain?
Okay.
You remember said?
Yeah, in 84.
So Captain Crunch.
Okay.
The cereal.
Yeah.
They had a promotion that was called Where's the Captain? And you could, there were three types of Captain Crunch. The original.
Peanut butter.
Crunch berries.
Mm-hmm.
Three different kinds. They had a different clue in each box. Okay. So you had to, there were commercials on TV about it. And you had to purchase Captain Crunch, get the clues, be a detective, and find out where the captain was to win a share of a $1 million reward.
Okay, I'm with you.
All the kids that got it right, pass that down. That there's a box of the cereal to show that there was a $1 million reward out.
For it checks out.
For who could find the captain.
Good alibi.
Now, it was $100. You're going to win $100 if you found the captain. So, me being 11 and Derek being 13, we took the challenge seriously. Do you remember this?
I can't say I do.
So, we started looking for the captain.
Okay.
I found him.
Okay.
Do you want to know where he was?
Sure, yeah.
He was in the Milky Way. Milky Way.
Yeah, no, I get that. Was that is that like legitimately?
Yeah, that's where he was. That's where he was really at. Yeah,
that's such a decoder, secret decoder ring, Ovaltine type.
Ovaltine,
of
man, drink more Ovaltine.
Be sure that's where he was at.
And we won. And I remember.
I want to know, what did you have to do? So there was just three different types of clues.
It was like clues
in each
like,
of the boxes. Mm-hmm. So you first off, you had to buy three boxes of cereal.
That's correct.
Captain Crunch, not bad. It does, you know, emergency room level damage to the roof of your mouth.
It definitely does.
Fantastic
that.
Cereal,
yeah.
Worth it.
Definitely.
As you continue to eat it.
Yeah,
and you
it's
can't
just,
stop.
It was like peanut butter and blood. This is fantastic.
Can't stop.
It's great. I've done it dry before. Bring a tear to your eye still doing
it. It's tough.
So
I've done it with water. struggle with maybe, man.
Oh,
we used to have nothing to eat.
You see Brian over there like with the one up, you're like, I'm done it with water. So do you remember what the clues were? Like,
I don't,
what was in the box?
I don't. It was like, you know, they had this little thing and then you would put it on the back of the box and move it around and you could have discover something that was hidden to the naked eye, but with that little thing. It was that, and you had to kind of like oh, well, he's out of space, or he's this place, and then he's and it would kind of like lead you to. I don't remember how it worked out. I just remember that we figured it out. He was at the Milky Way, and we obviously mailed it in, or mom mailed it in, or whatever. And I did all the work.
Okay.
You know, Derek let me do all the work, and then whenever the check came, and it had Captain Crunch, and it was literally made out in my name. And when mom got the mail that day,
and it was $100.
It was $100. Yeah.
So 85. What is that in today money? Like $4,000.
What is that in today's money? Are
yeah.
You
what's
ready?
What's
are
the for
ready?
For inflation and all?
Are
that?
You ready?
Are you already looking at this?
Yeah. So apparently, what is it? General Mills? Is that the cereal?
I believe that is Captain Crunch's owner.
Yeah. General Mills. Okay. So they would have in 1985 had to basically, you know, come up with and have the $1 million. That's how much they're putting out for this promotion. You get what I'm saying?
So this is how much they're going to give away.
They're giving away
$1 million. You can, at $100 a pop, you can pretty much mail in until we've run out of $1 million.
So
then the contest is over.
10,000 kids or 10,000 people? Is that right?
That sounds right. Let's go with that.
10,000. Yeah, that's right. 10,000. So there's 10,000 winners.
Entries to get $100.
And I don't know if it's like you draw like all the right, correct answers are going to be drawn. I don't know if that's how they did it. I think that's how they did it. Anyway, in today's money, any guesses?
85, right?
1985. So we're talking almost 40 years.
$100. It's not going to, I don't think it's going to go up to $4,000.
Well, we're not talking about the $100. How much is that worth?
Oh,
we're talking
million?
About the million. Because they basically paid $1 million for this promotion. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how much in today's time, how much money would they have to spend to do the same promotion?
$1 million.
It's 25 million. That's what, 25%? That's not enough. 30 million. That's a 30% inflation over 40 years.
Okay. And yeah, Derek's right. This is not what they would have to spend, but this is how much $1 million is worth.
Right.
Today versus 1985. Derek, what do you, put your phone down. Derek.
Will you stop looking up the answer?
I'm not looking up the answer.
Cheater. Take my money back.
I'm going to have to say $400 gazillion billion.
What's your answer, Dr. Evil?
Austin Bowles. Oh. Yes, that's my answer. Final answer.
$3 billion.
I knew it. That's what I said.
$22,800.77. Or no, $3 million. Yeah, it's $3 million.
That's what I said.
So it's a three. This definitely worth more than that. There's no way the inflation rate is like 3% over 40
right,
years.
I did it on a calculator.
You did it on a website.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Same thing.
No, it's not. I mean, listen, I definitely could have been shooting over the thing or whatever, because I would have put what your 100 at $3,000 or something. No, yeah, $3,000.
You want to know what's funny? Since I got that and I screenshot that.
It's $3 billion.
I thought it was $3 billion. I thought it was $3 billion. I was like, that's insane, man. This country is going down the tubes, man. I only realized it was million until I was like, $3 billion. No, that's just 800.
He was so excited about the story.
I was like, that's $3 billion in today's time. No.
He was so excited about his story.
Gosh. Crap, that story. But that's your money. You can have it.
So what is this, what this is from?
Because when the check came, man, mom says, "You got something from the captain." And so I
Are
run.
You serious?
Yeah, dude. And I got it. Because I think we'd already gotten a, letter saying we had won, and so I got the check for $100, and I went running. We were on Waverly, you know, and I went running down the hallway. I was like,
you hit the top.
Oh yeah, I was like, Derek, we won. And then I got in my room and I was like, wait a minute, we won. I did all the work. 75-25.
They didn't even know he was in a way, much less the Milky Way.
75-25, Derek. So I got $75 and he got $25.
And I'm just getting paid now.
Yeah, so let's do what the inflation is on that.
You should have just agreed with him on a $3 billion.
You do it. You do it because I might mess it up. I feel like I owe him $3,000.
What?
I owe you $2,005. Chris, like, no, you just owe him $2.50 more. It's just $2.50.
Yeah, you owe him like another $50.
I'm not even gonna fake, man. I'm not even gonna fake. Like, that was real. That was authentic. I really thought it was $3 billion.
That's funny.
No, I could tell there was a fluctuation in your voice when you got to the 800.
I was like 800.
When you said a B,
well, that's just 800.
I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah, dude.
There's no way.
I was like, that's insane, man.
Oh, I don't even know.
Gosh.
What, I mean, that would be, who knows what percentage increase. One of the smarter people, let me know in the comments that what a percentage increase that would be from a million to, when you say 3 billion?
3 billion. I was like, that's crazy. Man,
what is General Mills worth?
Hey, obviously a whole lot. They got to be in the trillions.
I don't see how they afford to get that. That's a crazy contest.
That's a legit contest from back then, yeah, for sure.
They probably had a bunch of fake kids' names in there and mail checks to themselves.
Actually, like 200 people won instead of 10,000.
You know how many I thought it was? All this time, my whole life, for the last 39 years, I've always thought that only 100 kids won.
And you were one of the 100?
Yep.
Or we were. Unbeknownst to me.
It's us now. Us now.
There, we got money for finding the captain. The who?
Yeah.
What did we do?
I didn't know he was lost. Hey, what's the funny thing is, and I want you to know, I went by Food Depot.
The Depot.
On my way here.
Nice.
To studio to get a box of Captain Crunch to show you that.
It's still just as dangerous, kids. Be careful.
Yep. Do you know all these years he wasn't really a captain? He was like just a commander.
Yeah.
Like
on like his on his uniform.
But do you know that now, I think it happened in March, they finally promoted him to a captain. And now on the boxes at your grocery store, if you'll go look, he's got four stripes.
Hey, good on you, Captain.
I was gonna try to buy the three stripers. And actually that picture that
does he have a name?
He does, and Captain. I had it earlier. It's
well, Crunch, obviously.
Well, his last name is Crunch.
There was another person like that had a name.
He was
whole lot of
Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch.
Yeah, that's right. That is
he was
one
born
I'm
on
of.
Crunch Island, and that's an island in the Sea of Milk. He's the captain of the SS Guppy.
The Guppy.
That old Guppy. See right there, he's got three.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. That's what
but now he's got four. He's finally a captain. So, I don't know why.
Way to go, Horatio. Yeah. You know?
Huh,
but do you know, like, in the very beginning, he had one stripe?
Really?
And then he went to two.
What is one stripe?
One stripe's going to be the ensign, I believe it is.
Ensign?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What a promotion over the years, you know?
Dude.
He's really become a career man.
He has.
Stuck with it.
He has.
Just deployment after deployment, you know? Term of service after term. Just never gave up on the dream, you know?
He didn't.
And now he's captain.
And now he finally made it.
You know? Look at you go.
I'm proud of him. He's got some pretty good cereal. Hey, my favorite was Peanut Butter Crunch until Reese Puffs came out.
They
took over.
Yeah, they did them dirty.
They really
you
did.
Can't. And I'm sure I don't know when Reese's really came around or whatever. They definitely weren't in the cereal game until
now,
since
they
I've been
in
alive.
Cereal and ice cream game until maybe early 2000s.
Yeah, I mean I probably a little bit earlier, maybe mid to late 90s. I want to say I remember eating Reese's Puffs as a kid.
Maybe.
What year did Reese's Puffs?
Why did you like go over there and like whisper it?
May of 94.
That's fire.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No. Yeah. That's it.
We good?
Yeah, we're good. It's General Mills as well.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, really? I mean, you can't hope to compete in the peanut butter game.
Going against Reese's.
With Reese's. I mean, they're fantastic. They're fantastic.
You really can't.
Mm-mm. I tell you about the things Shelly found. We've never been able to find them. Her meemaw found them, and I don't know, I was not there. I don't know if she gave us the rest of the bag or stole the rest of the bag, but the Reese's animal crackers. Reese's animal crackers. They're animal crackers covered in Reese's peanut butter and then covered in chocolate. And they are dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Where did she get these from?
I've been able to find them on Amazon. They'll be here tomorrow. But according to the World Wide Web, you can get them at Walmart.
Did Al Gore start that?
Mm-hmm. Al Gore invented the intranet. Yep.
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm.
In the hopes of spreading awareness about climate change.
Climate change. That's also under the topic of...
So, speaking of Reese's and stuff that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
So, we went to the Altima Hall. Now, it's been 2 weeks. We spent a few nights at Towns Bluff there in, I believe it's in Uvalde. We get through Hazelhurst and Uvalde. That's right, Uvalde. So anyway, one of the days we were there, I guess it was Saturday, we weren't catching many fish, which is not unusual. So Colby and I decided to leave to go down to a place called Buzzy's, about 2 miles. We're going to go just walk around in there. It's a store that's got all kind of stuff in it. And we started going out the gate and down the dirt road, and my phone rings, and it's Tony, who was napping when we left. Well, he woke up when we left, I guess, me cranking the truck up and my pipes and everything I got in my truck.
And hitting that Dukes of Hazzard horn and peeling out like
you do. So we hadn't gone far, and he says, "Hey, come back and get me." I said, "All right." He said, "I want an ice cream from Buzzy's." So we go into Buzzy's. Colby gets him a drink and gets him a Snicker ice cream bar. I get me a Twix ice cream bar, and Tony gets him like a M&M with a chocolate chip cookie on both sides, ice cream in the middle. So we all go up there and we pay for them, and he says, "You want to sit down and eat them?" I was like, "Yeah, we'll sit down here and eat them where it's cool." And so we sat down and ate them, and he gets through with his, and he gets his wrapper and kind of closes it back the way it was. He said, "That was good. I'm gonna get another one." After he looked at the. He looked at the nutrition facts, I think. Not that he cares. But I thought he was kidding. Sure enough, he gets up and goes gets another one of those and comes and sits down and eats it too. And anyway, it was funny. And we got a picture of us eating our ice creams, and Tony had on some glasses that were like this big that were on the stand behind us. Anyway, funny. It made me think about it when you're talking about Reese's, and I was like, wait a minute. I got to tell a story about Tony about to miss out on ice cream. So if you're ever in that direction, Buzzy's is a good place. They have pretty much anything you need. And I did get a gentleman to subscribe, him and his wife, for awesome. Staying at the same place.
Cool, I noticed.
So I walked him through how to do it.
Now, where y'all Shout stayed? Out to y'all. Where y'all stayed at Towns Bluff? Did you get the history behind that?
They do have a place in there that you can go walk around and look at, but no, I did not. I do know from the gentleman that I saw and got to subscribe that there was a time where one of the sandbars, where the boat landing, one of the boat landings is at, you could drive down there on the sandbar, and they ended up coming in and putting up, I don't know why they did this, but they put the big, I don't know how big they are. You probably would know if you looked at them since you did a lot of construction on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But they drove those into the ground every so many feet and had a rope run through so people couldn't drive down there anymore. I don't know how long ago they did that. But they were doing some kind of medieval thing over there on that property on Saturday with fake swords and stuff. What would you call that?
It's going to be something sort of along the lines of a Renaissance festival.
Yeah, Yeah, it was something like that. We didn't drive over there to
get a look at it. You didn't dress up and go?
No, we didn't go over there. But they did have that going on sometime on Saturday while we were there as well.
Towns Bluff was named after Alexander Towns from a card game back in...
I've been waiting patiently, letting him gather his thoughts. Because as soon as he said, "Did you learn the history?" I was like, "Nah, this is some bull right here.
Yeah.
I was so prepared."
He said, "Over just like cranking it out." I was just like, "Nah, nah, nah."
I was so prepared.
I said, "We spent too much time. Like, I know the setup to it now." And it's just, as soon as he said, "Did you know the history?"
Alexander Towns was murdered for bluffing in a poker game back in 1875. They call that area now Towns Bluff.
It's really a neat place, I'll say that.
That's cool,
very,
man.
Very neat place. Very nice, very clean.
I didn't know that there was a Renaissance festival down that way. We ought to dress up one time and go.
Or not.
Or we could just say that they had one down there.
Go down there. Take pictures of.
They said there were about 50 people down there, the guy that I saw. He was on the golf cart.
Civil War reenactment.
Yeah.
Fascinated by the Civil War.
I might go and watch for a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd dress up.
No. I'm not saying I would go participate.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'd go watch it, though. We used to go kayaking through the battlefield, through the, I think it's called the Chattanooga River.
Mungie?
Chattanooga River, I think, that goes through the battlefield there. Chickamauga River, maybe. But anyway. We'd go kayaking through there, man, me and some of my friends.
Yakking.
A lot of fun, man. It just takes on a whole new meaning when you're going through there and imagining all the...
I never know if he's telling the truth or not. I mean, I don't know that he's ever
been on
a kayak.
I lived up north, man.
I'm with this
I lived up in North Georgia. I lived right beside Chickamauga. Chickamauga was one of the biggest battles in the Civil War. It was a turning point, actually. It was how the Union was able to take over Chattanooga, which was a very important location because of the mountains and stuff, Lookout Mountain.
Been there. And I believe all that.
The South kind of lost a lot of ground at the Battle of Chickamauga, and it's huge. Huge. You can, like, drive through it, and there's still stuff up from back then, you know.
It's definitely interesting thinking sometimes about how they like used to fight. Like when went to war, you know, back then, I mean, it was cannons and people and cannons and people on either side of like a field. And you just like Mel Gibson, the Patriot, go at it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just run at each other in the middle and hopefully don't get blown to pieces by cannon fire. Aim small, miss small.
But it was like one shot. You know what I'm saying? It was you had one shot, and then it was forever to reload.
Yeah,
and then I think the North was able to get some rifles that were quicker.
This I'm not so sure about.
No, this is true. I'm not joking. I would never joke about the Civil War.
You only get one.
They were able to like,
lever action.
And so it was. They were able to like reload a lot quicker than we were.
I mean, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance.
Hey.
That was good. Because
opportunity comes once in your lifetime.
That's it.
I'm just saying.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
Well, listen, let's talk about something else that happened.
Let's talk about Babel.
Years ago. Let's talk about Babel. Sure, buddy. You ever seen that?
No.
I have to save that clip one day. It's a good one.
40 years ago.
Are you sure it's 40? There, is this like a 3 billion thing?
40 years ago, there was a... I didn't come so prepared.
Did you just print this off and not even look at it?
He should have underlined and highlighted.
He's just like prints it off like, I'll read it. I'll just read it live.
Bear with me now. 40 years ago during the All-Valley Karate Championship, 18 and under, there was a Daniel LaRusso.
As soon as he said karate, because of that text earlier, I was just like, oh, God, here we go.
Daniel LaRusso was a...
I think I've heard of Daniel LaRusso. Now, does he have a nickname?
What do they call him? What do they call him?
On a less formal level, if I was maybe, you know, watching from a little bit more familiar.
I don't know what y'all would call him.
Daniel's son. Also referred to as the Karate Kid.
Yeah. You can see him at his detail shop. Wax on, wax off.
He also has a wood carving shop out back.
You should really see him mop the floors.
Oh, my gosh.
And paint the fence.
Daniel LaRusso. Went up against a two-time defending champion. Johnny Lawrence. In a winner-take-all karate tournament.
I'll be amazed if we get 70% of the story told.
Now, I want to take you to...
Take us there, Brian.
I'm trying.
Trying real hard.
I'm here to tell you LaRusso won on a on an illegal kick to the face.
I thought it was to the knee.
To the face. It was a crane kick.
That's right.
That Mr. Lawrence suffered. I'd like to take you back to the beginning of the tournament. When Mr. LaRusso and his sensei, Mr. Miyagi, arrived just literally in time for the tournament to start. Mr. LaRusso's girlfriend, Allie, explained, "Everything above your waist is a point. You can hit the head, sternum, kidneys, and ribs." Never a mention for a point being awarded to a kick in the face. The tournament begins, kicks to the... For Exhibit A, I'd like to present Dutch getting a point for a kick to the face. Here's another exhibit. We'll call this Exhibit B, where Mr. Lawrence actually kicks Mr. LaRusso in the face. Camera angle cannot reveal whether that is accurate or not. I'd like to call into question Mr. Daniel LaRusso's testimony under oath. Macho replies, "Here's my truth. It's been a while. I've been fighting off these theories for a long time. Listen, Mr. Miyagi was the ultimate teacher. So Mr. LaRusso had him as a trainer. And as a superior trainer, he's basically a human Yoda." He pointed out to the illegal leg sweep by one of Cobra Kai's fighters. And concluded, "If you look at the tape, not only does the referee say, point winner, a win is a win. Johnny literally, arguably charged, ran into the kick. LaRusso had nothing to do but defend himself." I'd like to disagree, and I would like to bring a motion for All Valley Karate Tournament to revoke the winnings in 1984. 18 and under men's championship from Mr. Daniel LaRusso and award it to Mr. Johnny Lawrence. That is my time. Any thoughts?
Y'all, I'm going to need y'all to do me a favor. If you are in the market for a vehicle, I'm going to need you to go see Brian at the wonderful Dublin Nissan. He has apparently got too much time on his hands, and he needs
This was not done during business hours.
Well, he needs to be more tired and sleep more. I don't know. Yeah, that was something else. So you're saying that the Karate Kid is a sham?
I'm saying it was an illegal kick.
That he won off of. So he never should have won. He never should even had the second one.
No. And if you have you seen it?
No.
You haven't seen
I've seen the original one maybe once or twice.
I weep over your childhood. I weep.
You know, you're not the only one, but that's all right. You know.
Man, really?
Brian, I didn't Google theories about a movie.
Because you've not seen the movie.
I've seen the movie.
Oh, you have just seen the movie.
Once or twice. But again, I'm not like Googling.
So you've seen the made up.
I'm not Googling theories.
This is not a theory.
I'm not Googling facts. You know what I mean? That movie is probably in black and white.
Turner Broadcasting Network brings this presented to you in color. Watch some movies like that growing up.
I know I watched the remake and I was very disappointed.
That was Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
And
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just wasn't. You know, I saw it.
What
was my childhood? Three Ninjas?
No.
Three Ninjas and Three Ninjas Kickback?
No.
It's like the Karate Kid, but it's the Karate Kid.
Definitely not.
It is. It's three kids doing karate instead of one. It's triple the karate.
Yeah, but do they have a sensei?
Of course.
Miyagi?
No.
You know what
Nobody
I like?
Has a sensei as cool as Miyagi.
You know what the coolest thing was about the Karate Kid?
What's that?
When he first got to town and they jumped him, Cobra Kai guys jumped him by the fence and whooped him pretty good. Like the first beatdown that he took by them, they were dressed in these skeleton outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Those were so cool, man. I wanted one so bad.
I feel like you're the bad guy in this situation. No, you're out here like slandering Daniel's son's name.
I'm just
talking about how cool the evil guy, the bad kids looked.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. It was a cool little outfit. It was a cool outfit, man. I mean, I was always on Daniel's side until that illegal crank kick he pulled.
Terrible.
So.
So you're saying that a kick to the face is not the same as a kick to the head?
Absolutely. Two different areas.
Okay.
Oh, let me scratch my face. Have you ever said that?
Yeah, but
I got something in my head.
So if I scratch my knee, is that not the same thing as scratching my leg?
I don't know. But this is your face. This is your head.
Okay.
Glad we could clear that up. I got one more.
Oh, God.
How are we doing on time?
We have 41 minutes.
Okay, good.
So, yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And thanks to Mark Sin for creating that idea in my head. Mark, we appreciate you. Don't know if you watch, but if you do, give us a comment down below because I'm reaching out to you and letting you know that I got material from you, old Marcus.
Appreciate it.
Let's talk about a grandmother who took their grandchildren, her grandchildren, to Walt Disney World for the first time. So, all right, this is the story. And
is this going to be one you're not prepared for? You're flipping pages quickly.
I've got this in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Nah. Okay, so this is what happened. This married couple, they have two kids, ages 5 and 4, and the married couple went to his mother, okay, and said that they needed her, the grandmother, to watch the two kids for a period of 4 nights and 5 days so that they could go attend a wedding in Mexico, okay?
Okay.
And spend a few days on vacation.
Okay.
Now, initially, the grandmother said that she didn't want to babysit the grandchildren for that long of a period of time.
4 and 5?
The kids are 4 and 5. Yeah, 4 and 5.
Okay.
I said 5 and 4, but we'll go with your answer. That's judges say that's the same. And like that's 6, half a dozen, 1, 12.
Another head and face situation.
Is that how that saying goes?
Yeah.
6, 1/2 dozen, 1, 12. And so told the son and the daughter-in-law that she wasn't comfortable watching the kids, okay, for that long of a period of time. And so then the she changed her mind and agreed to babysit the kids because the son became very emotional, and that's in quotes, very emotional. So you take your imagination wherever you want it to go. And that she felt like the married couple was being manipulative, okay? So let's back up. Son and his wife come to the grandmother, hey, I want you to watch the kids, young kids. Says they didn't feel comfortable, so let's flash ahead. So the kids were with the grandmother, and she was invited to a birthday party at Epcot, okay, which is one of the 4 main theme parks at Disney World. And the grandmother wanted to go. She didn't even think about, like, running it past the parents because they're in her care for the next however long. So she takes the kids to Epcot to the birthday party. And this is her words. It's not like I took them to the Magic Kingdom and they had some magical moment of seeing their favorite characters. Like, she's like, I just took them to Epcot. And they did not even stay overnight in a hotel because she lived, like, 2 hours away. So when the son and daughter-in-law got back from their trip, they did not take the news very well at all. The daughter-in-law was furious and burst into tears, saying that the grandmother stole one of her kids' firsts and called the grandmother entitled. The grandmother said, I didn't react well to being called entitled when she was the one who previously demanded me babysitting. So the son came up with a bright idea of having the grandmother, who is his mother, to go on Reddit and to post this story on Reddit.
Let me tell you something. Well, go ahead.
So that Reddit and the people of Reddit would show her the errors of her ways.
Oh, God, that's a bad idea.
So the grandmother took the bait, and she made the story, and she came up with this simple band 9096, and she put it out there, and everyone on the internet came to her defense.
Listen, Reddit, first off, Redditors are just, I don't know. I mean, it's just social media. That's all. It'd be the same thing as like somebody doing on TikTok. If you're not familiar with Reddit, it's just more of like texting and stuff. You know what I mean? Somebody makes a thread, everybody can comment on it. And, you know, sometimes there's pictures and stuff. But it's not, there's not like video all the time. And it's more of like a kind of like chat rooms or like blogs.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was referring to. Like a big chat room with one topic, and everyone just comes in and responds and replies. Yeah. And
you can like upvote the comments and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Reddit is just a terrible place. Much like all social media. It's just a terrible, terrible place. I was about to say, yeah, I could see that one backfiring
as
soon as they did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are y'all's stance on it?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. My stance on is I'm with Grandma.
I hate to go. It's tough to go against Grandma.
You have to. I mean, I do a little bit understand where. I can tell you right now, the wife wears the pants in that relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I doubt the son was as upset about it as the wife, but he was upset because the wife was upset.
Yeah,
because
you got to be upset.
Yeah. So, and you know, hey, stand by your man, stand by your woman. I'm all about it. But no, I don't think that the grandmother was in the wrong for that.
Yeah, I think it might have been a, obviously, like the first thing is kind of something that I'm sure she didn't think about, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just like, I would almost consider it like collateral damage, you know?
Yeah.
I get you want to go do this vacation thing, but it sounds like she didn't really want to babysit in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, and you kind of, you know, you got your vacation. Mm-hmm. She got hers, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely see where that kind of sucks, but, you know.
Yes.
Take care.
I definitely side with the grandma.
Yeah. I had something similar. Is that where you're at too? With the grandma?
Yeah. Everybody's with grandma. In the grand scheme, if I like had to pick a side, Yeah, I'd have to go with Grandma.
Yeah.
Because child care for 5 and 4 especially is a nightmare. And Epcot, as far as the parks go, she's definitely right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might see Mickey or something in an Epcot, but, like, the Magic Kingdom is mm-hmm. for the children.
Yeah.
That's where, like, the Small World is. Or, no, maybe not. But that's where, you know, the little teacup rides and all the little kid stuff is, the characters everywhere. That's where that is. Epcot is more adult themed. It's got a couple rides there. That might be where Space Mountain is or was.
Ric Flair?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
I don't get the reference, man. I don't know anything about wrestling.
Again, you missed out.
But yeah, I feel sorry for your childhood. You know what I mean?
I feel sorry for your childhood.
Yeah.
I had something like that happen to me, man, when my youngest were probably 3 and 6, 4 and 7, somewhere around in there. Something like that happened to me, man. I was
at least going to let you get it.
I can't do it.
I was going to let you get it out.
Can't do it. I dropped them off with my neighbor at the apartment complex that I was running to get them some milk, and they freaked out because I got back like 3 days later.
Yeah, I was about to say, I missed a bunch of firsts with my son, but it's like, because I was doing
like
drugs.
I was going a dang week or something.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure. I didn't go to Nathan's first time at Disney. You know what I mean? And my mom told me, like, we're going to take him to Disney. Well, when you hear from me again and I get out of jail in 6 months, I'm going to be pissed. You know?
Golly, you
know?
Dude, yeah.
I mean, you know, I definitely did not. You know, and I mean, I guess with another child, I'm not sure how I feel about it. But at the end of the day, I just feel like, I mean, you know, the babysitter, that's a tough job.
Yeah.
Shelly will get her nieces or nephews for like a night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like putting up a bill. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm like, I'll tell you this right here. And one of your kids got on there and ordered a movie.
Yeah.
$4.99. You know how much it costs to feed 3 of them little rascals running all around your land? Yep. And they had the TV on all night long, fell asleep with it on, charging you for some of the power bill. You know? Ruthless with it. So I get it, man. Babysitting's hard. No, we love to do it. I don't want to have a family member see this and be like, don't take your kids over there. Chris is pissed. We enjoy having the kids over, nieces, nephews, my son. You know, but it's a lot of work, you know.
Hey, we had 3 concert tickets coming up in October.
Okay.
And my birthday present was the Falcons and Chiefs. Sunday night game.
Okay.
Real good tickets. Really good tickets. And so we're headed to Athens this weekend. And Aaron's on the phone with her brother. And she's like, oh, did I tell you what I got Brian for his birthday? And, we got some real good seats for the Falcons and the Chiefs game. And he's like, oh, man, that's going to be a good game. Sunday night game and all that. So she opens up her Ticketmaster account. They're gone.
I hate Ticketmaster. I hate him. Hate him.
They're gone, bro.
I lost Braves tickets like that one time.
Like the it didn't recognize the email. And then she couldn't find the order numbers because she couldn't get into the app, so she couldn't find the order numbers.
It's the worst.
And she called Ticketmaster, was on the phone with them for like 20 minutes, and they were like, if you don't like have the order numbers, like, we can't track them. Mm. And I'm, you know, we're driving to Athens, and, you know, she's over there for the last hour of the drive from Milledgeville to Athens, like, trying to figure out how it could have happened and what happened and where they're at. She can't get into her email. I mean, we're talking about.
So she's out the money? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, bro, the tickets are gone.
Like somebody got the tickets?
Absolutely. Like some cyber thief hacked into her account. Her Ticketmaster account, changed her email, changed her password, changed all of her stuff, and she didn't even get alerts that like her password was being changed. Nothing. And so finally Sunday morning I was able to get on her phone and go in some stuff on her email and get back there. And I found all 4 of the emails confirming the purchases of the tickets that had the order numbers. And so she called yesterday afternoon, and they they got with the fraud department, and they called her today, and they found them. They found
good.
Them. They found them
good.
All and got them back to her.
Really?
Yeah. And it was they told her the email that they had created, and they had changed like the phone number and the account and all that. So, yeah.
Dang.
I'm gonna tell you, brother, when you go through something like that, man, and like we talk about these events pretty often because we're looking forward to this stuff. Y'all are going to Jason Aldean with us, and to know that like someone has come in and taken something from you like that, and there's nothing you can do about it, and you're like at the mercy of other people trying to help you. That's powerless all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a tough 24 hours, man, to wonder like, and you know, I'm gonna say this too, just to be real. The entire time she was like, "We're going to them. We're going to them concerts. I mean, we'll at worst we'll hopefully get our money refunded from like the credit card company that we went through because they're real good, you know. But even if you know, she was like, "Don't worry, we're going. You're going to that game. We're going to them concerts. We're not gonna let someone just come in and take that from us." But, but yeah, that's tough, man. So she got them back and put them in her wallet now, so they
put them in the wallet,
be a little more secure.
Yeah, that's definitely a guy. And, I mean, Ticketmaster has pretty much cornered the market, especially if you're going to get stuff immediately and not, you know, scalp it off of, like, StubHub or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ticketmaster is just the worst, man.
Yeah.
Just the worst security, all that kind of crap. It's just terrible. I hate it. I hate Ticketmaster. But, hey, man, it all worked out, man. I'm glad.
I'm glad
that sounds exciting. Should be a fun October. I don't know if I'm going to – I'm not looking forward to October.
Boo.
No, and the Braves are just they're just not doing well, man.
Yeah,
and it's not. But I did get. I got to go to the World Series, so I'll never forget that, Dean. Yeah, that's probably one of the coolest things ever. Probably one of the coolest things ever was getting to go to the World Series. Shout out Keith for helping me out, making that happen.
Shout out Keith.
Well, hey, man, we've killed it here. We're right here about an hour. I want to thank everybody for listening in this far. Thank everybody for continuing to listen, even though we got a little bit wild and we did like Karate Kid fan theory. I don't know what it was. It was a little weird for a little bit, but we appreciate you sticking with us and sticking all the way to the end. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below how you feel about this illegal kick or whether you consider the face and the head the same area. And also share this video. If you like something, if you didn't like something, if you like something, send it to a friend. If you didn't like anything, send it to an enemy. Send it to somebody. You know, share the video. It really helps us out. Kind of gets the numbers rolling, lets us know that we're doing something good. Because when a video tanks, we try to look at it and see, hey, what did we do wrong? You know, so you can really help us out by giving us some feedback like that. As always, thank you to our wonderful sponsors, Buckeye Preferred Services and Custom Sawmilling. Could not do this without them. We greatly appreciate everything they do. As always, I will have the links to their web pages in the description of this video. The title is, or the number of this episode is back in the title of this video, episode 55. Never going to do that again. I apologize. We'll get back on that. He'll wait till the camera goes off.
He won't do it on camera.
He's got caught a couple times. Anyways, hey, again, thank you for tuning in. If you want a T-shirt, we've got two or three. I don't know. At least reach out to us and see. You can reach out to us at coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. As always, thanks for all the support. We really appreciate everything y'all do for us. I'm going to cautiously ask if y'all have anything.
I don't, Chris.
I do. Our closing thing from now is going to be signing off.
And we'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace.